Krishna and Arishta. Although you have done it, there seems to be some kind of a confusion about the priority of mantras. There is a confusion in your minds about the priority of the mantras. So I need to understand whether you understood Arishta and Arishta very clearly. All I'm interested about is Arishta. That means Rishta Bhanga. Arishta. I'm interested in Arishta. Did you do the kendras? You must have learned the importance of the kendras. Right? The kendras are the most important place in your chart. And the first step is to find out whether one of the three benefits, which are the three benefits? Jupiter, Mercury, Venus. The three top benefits, whether any of them is in a kendra. Step number one. So step number one is to find out whether any of the three, who are the three? Jupiter, Mercury, Venus, are they in a kendra? Step number two, Moon, is it in a kendra? That's also a benefit, isn't it?
Yes.
So why should we leave that out? So can I club it to step number one? I can club it to step number one. So the first step will be whether Jupiter, Mercury, Venus, Moon in kendra. Step number two. Any Digbala planets in kendra? Look, we have studied Digbala, right? What are Digbala? Jupiter, Mercury, we have already taken into account in step number one. So we are not bothered about that. Venus, Moon is also there in step number one. The three benefits that come into picture here are Sun, Mars, Ketu in the 10th house. If they are, then they also come in as protectors. And then we have Saturn and Rahu in the 7th house. Step number 3. Any exalted planets in Kendra? We have learned that exalted planets are Vishnu and Vishnu is the protector. By now we have learned this. So you see, in what I have done today, I have taken the knowledge you have learned till now. Till now the knowledge you have learned, and I am consolidating that into one system. I need to find... Now you need to take charts. Take your own chart. And find out in the three steps whether you have a planet that qualifies. If you don't have a planet, nothing to fret. But I need to know whether you have a planet. And Justin, you are going to take the chart of your brother-in-law also. Lana, you first. So basically, Lana has three benefits in Kendra. That's superb, but that's confusion. One chart is easy, but there's also confusion there. Every chart will have a little bit of confusion. So today's first R, what we are going to do now, is to understand how to resolve the confusion. So let's have Lana's chart. Lana, let's have your chart. Kanya Lagna, Kumari Lagna.
Kumari Lagna with Rahu in it.
With Rahu in it. Keep that in mind. It's the Lagna Lord in Lagna. Don't forget that. Lagna Lord in Lagna is a benefit. Lagna Lord in Lagna is one of the biggest benefits in a horoscope. Okay, then go on.
Then I have Chandra in Dhanush.
She has Chandra in Dhanush. Buddha and Ketu are in Mina.
Surya is in Mesha.
Surya is in Mesha in the 8th house.
Shukra is in 9th house.
In Taurus.
And Guru is in 10th house.
In Mithuna. Guru is in Mithuna. Now.
Mars.
Where's Mars?
Mars is in Karkata.
Mars is in Karkata in Nicha.
Shani is in 12th house, Simha.
In Simha. Shani is in Simha. Now, the point here. We have three benefits. Step number one, we have three benefits in Kendra. Okay? Now, of the three benefits, we can see Mercury is dedicated. Put a cross on that. Among protectors, I need the strongest option. Now, I have both Jupiter and I have Moon in Kendra. Jupiter in the 10th is fantastic. I have a fantastic Jupiter in the 10th house. And a super fantastic Moon in the 4th. Why? Because Moon is not only a benefic in the 4th house, it is also a big benefit. I have both options for this Moon. I should be picking up the Moon, isn't it?
Yes.
Would you pick up the Moon or would you... Which is the most benefic planet? I want the biggest protector. Moon. Okay. So, Lana, that's your answer. Your protector is the Moon. And unless you are going to activate the protector, your kavachas are breaking. Whether it is Sadhyasati, whether it is Shani Dasha, whatever it be, keep one thing in mind. If your kavach means your armor, is going to be pierced, then only you can be hurt. You cannot be hurt so long as your armor is strong. And this armor is nothing but 1-4-7-10. 1-4-7-10 is your kavach, your armor. You must protect the armor, and you must protect the armor from the strongest kendra. Of course, people can argue that Rahu in the Mula Trikona in Lagna is very, very powerful. But in step number one, it doesn't come in the picture. It's a natural benefit. Do you see my point? Because we have steps and an order of steps. Step number one, benefit. None, then go to the next, like that. So what is the mantra for Lana? Tell me. Queen Krishna, come on. No, I think Sabani has taught you mantras for Kendras. Is it Durga mantra?
No, Vishnu mantra.
Queen
Krishna.
Gauri mantra she has given for the Moon?
No, Vishnu.
She has given mantras only for Jupiter, Mercury and Venus, if I'm right. She has not given mantras for the Moon. Morning I have a talk with her. To be clear. So the whole point is, Moon is nothing but a... You have to decide what the form is. What is the form? Is it a male form, female form? How do you want to worship? Ideally, Moon is the mother and she has the same energy as Venus, Jala. So you can pick up a form of the mother, and this particular form you need to worship. The bija for worshipping the Moon is the Shri bija. Shri. So what is the form of the mantras that were given to you? They were tattva forms, remember? Gauri. Yeah, you can. That is your choice. She has to make a choice. Because it is her heart, her child. You have to connect with the mother. So could you tell me a form of the mother that you can connect with? Shreem Subhadraina. You connect with Subhadra, right? So then, worship her. One of the highest forms of Durga is Subhadra. See, the thing is, you get the point here? She, if you look at the picture of Subhadra, she is completely young. Keep that in mind. She is the most powerful form incarnation of Durga. And that is why she was incarnated as a sister of Krishna. Durga always incarnates as a sister. And that is the form you like. Since you like the form, that is yours. Now you know your kavach. That is your protection. Okay? Okay, now who else we had to do yesterday? Let's have your chart. Cindy's chart, next. Did you get the point over here? You have to connect. Did you see how I picked up the moon? As the biggest benefit, everybody can see that. It is obvious. So make that coverage. Cindy, let's have your chart.
Vrishika Lagna with Moon, Mars, Ketu.
Vrishika Lagna with Moon, Mars, Ketu. Give a moment for Maria Rajapanishad. What are? Vrishika Lagna with Moon, Mars, Ketu. Second house in Dhanu.
Rahu.
Jupiter second house in Dhanu.
Huh? Rahu in
Vrishabha. Rahu in Vrishabha.
Surya and Buddha in
Simha. Surya and Buddha in Simha.
In where?
Simha.
Very
nice.
Retrograde.
Buddha. Mm-hmm. Buddha retrograde.
Shukra and Kanya.
Shukra and Kanya.
And Shani and Tula.
Shani and Tula. Now, look at the Kendras. Do we have a benefit?
Yes.
We have Moon and we have Mercury. Now, between Moon and Mercury, which is stronger?
Mercury
is strong. Straight. It's debilitated. Out. A planet debilitated and a planet normal, debility out. Don't get confused. Take it out. When you have two options, pick up the one which is stronger. Mercury is naturally stronger. So our focus goes to Mercury. Now Mercury is with the Sun. I want to capitalize on Mercury Sun. So what is the form? What are the forms of Mercury that were taught to you by Savani? Did she teach you the Vishnu and the Rama? Or did she teach you Vishnu and Krishna? Standard. What is standard? Standard is we first teach Vishnu, then we teach Krishna. But there is another form which is Rama. You should not forget that. It's a very principal form. The principal forms are Vishnu, Krishna and Rama. Because the Sattva Guna can come either in the day energy, Rama, or the night energy, Krishna, or all energy, Vishnu.
Vishnu form.
Yeah, it's a Vishnu form because of Mercury. But Mercury is with the Sun. So should I not pick up a Rama form? Should I? Yes, Savani would have taught Vishnu and Krishna. Standard. That's standard class. So there is something more you need to learn. When Mercury is with the Sun, we normally prefer Rama. I would prefer Rama when Mercury is with the Sun and being directed by the solar energy. This is a very strong solar direction. Do you agree? If you don't agree, I would like to know why you don't agree. Does Sun have big bulb?
Yes.
I want to capitalize on that Sun. Now you know why I want that Sun. I want to use the big bulb of the Sun. I want to use this Mercury benefit. And from here, I am going to straighten up this chart. What is the advent? This is Kavach. Once your Kavach breaks, then only you can be hurt. You cannot be hurt so long as your Kavach is strong. Nothing in the world can hurt you. You cannot be in a weak position so long as your Kavach is strong. And you have to make your Kavach armor strong every day. You've got to be a strong person. Okay? So can somebody tell me? Now you see the Krishna mantras. What are the Krishna mantras you have got? For Lagna, what is the mantra? Om Krishnaya Namah. For fourth house? Shreem Krishnaya Namah. Shreem Krishnaya Namah. Kleem Krishnaya Namah. If you see, all the mantras have love, love. Right? So you had Om, then Kleem, then Shreem, and then clean. For Rama, it is not La, it is Ra. So it will be, the four beaches are Om, Hreem, Shreem, Kreem. These are the four beaches for Rama. All you need is four beaches. So what are the four beaches? Om, Hreem,
Shreem.
Green. So the day energy is Ra. Agni. Ra. Ra. Fire. Ra. Fire. Right? Ra.
And night energy is
La. Earth. La. Earth. So Krishna is always with La and Rama is with Ra. When I was a kid, I had problems remembering the concepts, so I would attach words to them. Ra as in rise and shine. Okay. La as in love. So it is easy to remember. Krishna has a lot of love, love. Rama has a lot of rise and shine. So it is easy to understand the energy. So what is the mantra we are going to give to Cindy? What is her mantra? It's in the 10th house, so it is green. Ramaya Nama. Simple. Ramaya Nama. If the Sun and Mercury were in the first house, what will be the mantra? Om Ramaya Nama. If in the fourth house, Shreem Ramaya Nama. If in the seventh house?
No.
In the fourth house, Shreem Ramaya Nama. In the seventh house, Shreem Ramaya Nama. And in the tenth house, it will be Shreem Ramaya Nama. Did you get your main mantra?
Yes, I just have a quick question. Is this to mentally protect you or physically?
This is Kavach. Kavach is not just mental. It protects you at the physical level, at the mental level, and at the soul level. At three levels, you cannot be attacked. Black magic will not work on you. Drishti will not work on you. Anytime you are down in energy, energy comes, you are short of funds, money will come, you don't know where to go, direction will come. It is... Do you understand the importance of the Kendra? Kavach. That is why when we teach Rishta and Arishta, which is the, in the first year, that is the most important lesson. Because you have to learn protection. If you don't learn how to protect, how are you going to be astrologers? Jyotishi has to learn to protect. And we have to find... See, some horoscopes have very strong protections. We need to pick up that one point, one strong link, and protect the chart.
Yeah. So, if Sun wasn't in 10th house, just Mercury, then we would use the Krishna form.
Yes.
Because Sun is there, we are using the Rama form.
Correct.
So, the Rama form is for the Sun, or is it for Sun-Mercury together?
Sun-Mercury.
If it was just Sun, we would still use Rama form.
No. Okay. Mercury is Vishnu. Mercury is Vishnu. Mercury normally, I will use Vishnu. Mercury alone, I will use Vishnu. Mercury in the first 10 degrees is Rama. Mercury in the second 10 degrees is Krishna. Mercury in the last 10 degrees is Vishnu. So if Mercury is alone, I have to follow this formula. Is it in the first 10? Is it in the second 10? Is it in the third 10? Now, let us say Mercury is not alone. Let us say Mercury is with Malefics. Take a situation where Mercury was going to be with Malefics. Who are the Malefics? I have to check. Right. Now, here I am going to further refine the term. Is it with Papa? Papa means? No Sun.
No Mars.
Mars, Saturn, but Rahu Ketu. And what did I teach you about Tamas Grahas? Tamas can be destroyed by the moon. I have taught this to you. Tamas can be destroyed by the moon. So if Mercury is conjoined malefic planets, I can become the moon, Krishna. If Mercury is conjoined, let us say Mars, it has to be Krishna. Mercury with Saturn, it has to be Krishna. Mercury with Rahu, it has to be Krishna. Mercury with Ketu, it has to be Krishna. Because I have to destroy the evil and then only this Mercury can be strong. Only Krishna has this power. Remember, Moon I need the moon to destroy evils of the night. I need the sun to destroy Rajas. But the Rajas is not the problem. Now, when Mercury is with the sun, it is not with the other guys. So it has to be done. So in the case Mercury conjoins the other four malefics, it has to be Krishna. If Mercury is with the sun, it has to be Rama. If Mercury is alone, I will choose the formula of 10 degrees. Get the point? It's a very systematic way. You cannot deviate. Yeah.
And how many times
rounds? Now, how many rounds one must do? They say a kavach is complete when you do 3 rounds. Why 3 rounds? Bhur Bhuva Swa. 3 rounds. Bhur Bhuva Swa. 1 round for Bhuloka, 1 round for Bhuvaloka, 1 round for Swargaloka. So 3 rounds. You do 3 rounds of the mantra, you are protected. And why? And how do I say 3 rounds? Let's say it's count the number of words in the mantra. How many words are there? There is 3 words. One is the bija, second is the name, and the third is nama. So 3 words. Number of words is number of rounds. Good question, Cindy. Ask me good questions. Come on, if you have anything in your head. See, now you are clear about Mercury. For the first time, you are crystal clear about Mercury. Now, let's say I have to give a remedy of Mercury for Lana. You have Lana's chart. Mercury is with Ketu. Straight away. Krishna. Her Mercury can only come out of the Ketu's coil with the name of Krishna. There's no way to take it out. So if you want to free her, if you want to free her Mercury from Ketu, you got to take Krishna mantra. Okay? Now, did you get the point? I want you to practice Kendras. Because later I will teach you how to bring everything to the Kendras, the four petal lotus. When I teach you Mooladhara, we will have a horoscope only with 4 signs. It's going to be a bit shocking, but there will be 1 horoscope with only 4 signs, that's all. That is called the Mooladhara Chakra. What chakra are you doing now? 12 petals, right? 12 signs. And where is the 12 signs? Heart chakra. Don't forget so soon, I taught you. The zodiac is in the heart chakra. Because I need to talk about chakras today. We are going to talk about lokas, we are going to talk about colors, and we are going to talk about chakras. You need to be clear about what you are studying. Good. So we have Sidhi's chart done, we have Lana's done. Because I need to give Kavach. That's important. Now I want your brother-in-law's chart.
Okay. So, Chula Lagna with Shani and Mangal in Lagna, Buddha in Vrishchika.
Slowly.
Okay. So I'll start again. Tula Lagna.
With Shani and Mangal.
Shani and Mangal. Then Vrishchika has Buddha. Then Dhanush has Surya and Shukra. Then Makara has Rahu. And Vrishabha has Guru. And Karka has Ketu, and Simha has Chandra.
So are all the planets in the Rahu Ketu axis?
No.
Good, we confirmed that. We have confirmed they are not in the Rahu Ketu axis. That's important confirmation. Because if they are, then I will teach you, I think next year, when I have more time, I'll teach you how to see the Kala Sarpa and Kala Amrita and those details. That is very important. I teach that to you, but I teach that to you as a whole lesson. No part bits. I don't like that. Okay, now, do the exercise. Kendra. Are there benefits in Kendra? None. So, stage one out. Stage one of protection. See, these are layers of protection. The first layer of protection is not there in the chart. That's a problem. Now, do we have a second? What's the second point?
No, moon was a part of the first.
Digbal planets. Any planets in Digbala?
Ketu.
Ketu is in Digbala in the 10th house. Make a note of that. So we have Ketu in Digbala. Now here is the secret. What do we do when Agni planets are in Digbala? Let me tell you. When Agni planets are in Digbala, they have tremendous capacity to protect the child. Because that's Agni, fire. And fire can ward off evils. Somebody has left something, they're looking for you. Nimitta, what do you think is there? You're talking about Ketu, right? In the 10,000 big path. Ketu is carrying something important. What do you think it is? Huh? Easy to understand, right, Satish? This is called Nimitta. We are talking. Suddenly a guy comes over there. We will see. After the class is over, whether our guess is right. Now stay focused. So we have second layer of protection, is there? There is a second layer of protection and we can activate it. Now at this stage, let me tell you. Last night when we were discussing this chart, we saw it as cancer and there are other problems. So what is the first, we have to activate this layer of protection. Who is the Devata for Ketu? So now it is, pardon? In Digbala it's not Surya, it is Ananta. In Digbala it is Ananta. But let me tell you something out here now. When Mars or Ketu are protecting the chart, then normally we will pick up Ganesh. Remember what we did? For Jupiter we picked up Shiva. For Mercury we picked up Vishnu. For Venus we picked up Durga. Then from Chandra we picked up any other form of the mother. Now from the Agni planets, Mars and Ketu, I will pick up Ganesha. From the Sun, I will pick up Surya. And from Saturn, I will pick up, who is the Devata who can protect?
Shiva.
Shiva I have got from Jupiter.
Kurma.
Pardon? No, not Narayan. Narayan I have got Mercury. Varun is the Digpala. Pardon? Ram from Saturn. Where did you study Ram? Who told you about Ram? And Saturn. Show me the pages notes where you have Ram for Saturn. That means I will guess that you are taking drugs. If you make guesses like this, I will start guessing you are taking drugs. Or you will have to show me the notes. I will not allow nonsense in the head. No ghosts are allowed in the head. You have to follow the strict rules. Because you give a Ram mantra, the guy will do it and he doesn't get result, you get a bad name. And you get a bad name, I get a bad name. Am I being clear? Ram we already have from Mercury. Vishnu, it's a form of Vishnu. So how come we are suddenly talking about that? Why are we coming? This is coming at which level of protection? At the second level of protection. Top layer of protection is Shiva, Vishnu, Durga. Top level. That protection is extremely powerful. Second level of protection is Surya, Ganesha, and who? And who else has that kind of protection? From Saturn you will get the Mahavidyas. Kali and her Mahavidyas. This is the second level of protection. It's not the top level. Be sure of it. We get Kali and her Mahavidyas from Saturn. She is the top of the Mahavidyas and therefore that is Saturn. And then from Rahu we will get the Yantra protection. Yantra. Yantra. Just write down over there Yantra Raj. From Rahu. So that means you are going to use Yantras for protection. I haven't taught all that. But this is how you must bear in mind. Now what is the level, what is the protection we have in this chart? We have Ketu, Ganesh. I'll go for Ganesh. Ganesh can protect. Think of protection.
I can get protection from Ganesh, so why I should not use Ganesh? Why I should not pray to Ganesh? Now, so we can have a mantra for Ganesh.
Right.
Now, which are the bijas for Ganesh?
When you say the word gum, people will think, okay, he's having a letter.
Have you heard of the bija glom? Have you heard of the bija gum?
These are protection bijas.
Gum. Gum is Nama bija.
First name?
Pitam. Shiva Nama bija. Sham. Durga Nama bija. Dum. Nama bija.
It's just getting used to the name. Nama bija means the name must sit on the tongue.
I'm not doing that. I want a kavach. I want a protection. And the protection,
Ganesha works through the tattvas.
Okay. So Lagna is what tattva?
Agni tattva.
What is the sound for Agni?
Ra.
So? Right? Go on, go on. You have never heard of it. Go on.
Grom.
Fourth house is Jala. Jala is what bija? Va. So what? How are you going to have Jala? Va or E? Right? Green can I do? So can I do gram for Agni? I can do gram for Agni. Then I can do green for Jala. Then I can do groom for Vayu.
Oh, sorry.
Groom is Dhamana Bija. We will not use that. Can I do grime for Vayu?
Aye.
Okay. And then? Gra. Can I avoid the bijas completely? My question, can I avoid the bijas completely?
No.
With Ganesh? Or maybe, I can teach you the Amrita bijas. I will teach you the Amrita after this, but I need you to know the Ganesh mantras for protection. Okay, Ganesha Kendras are slightly different. Lagna is Om, which is standard. All Devatas is Om in Lagna, remember that? So why will Ganesha be different? Why will Ganesha be different? Have you not used Om for all the Devatas? Yes. Then why did it change over here? See? I can play with your minds and then I show you that, look, you are a fool. You deviated. Don't deviate. Remember, Om is in Lagna. Do not move Om from Lagna. You were created from Om.
Lagna is your creation.
That cannot change. No matter what. Right?
Achcha.
Fourth house you write on Gaum. G-A-U-M. Seventh house you write down Glaum. G-L-A-U-M. Glaum. Tenth house you write down Gah, G-A-H.
So this is a good fortune, you got some bijas today. Ganesh bijas.
Now the question is, Ketu will only have Bipala in 10th house, is it not? Mm-hmm. So why am I giving you the others? You can use others, because Ketu is a benefit. You can use others. Mars is a benefit. So even if Mars is in 1, 4, 7, 10, you can use these bijas. It is not just for Ketu. Because what happens is when these Mars and Ketu decide to protect you, they can put up a very good fight. Don't underestimate their strengths. Okay? So what is the mantra that we will give for Ketu in the 10th house? Gah Ganeshaya Namah. Gah Ganeshaya Namah. Say it.
Gah Ganeshaya
Namah. Gah Ganeshaya Namah. So the order is, if let us say at the second level of Kavach, none of the planets are in Big Bala, I'm in trouble. Because first level there is nothing, oh my God. Second level there is nothing in this world, oh my God. What is the third level? Exaltation. Is there anything in exaltation for heaven's sake?
Yes.
There is hope. So, level 3. Level 2 I have already got in this case. And level 3 also there is an option of Saturn in exaltation. I can use the kurma. But the kurma requires that the person should be stable. Remember, it's like a tortoise, you know, who doesn't move, must be stable. But here is a person who is highly unstable and is running all over the planet. Which means the kurma cannot catch up with him. If the kurma is here, if this is where I have done the mantra, I should learn to be stable over there for a period of 1 year. Then only can the kavach be picked up. Because Saturn is slow. If in 1 year's time the guy again goes running from there to some other place, let's say to Washington or somewhere else, how would it ever work? So it is critical that the person should not move around. He must be stable at one place. He should not be allowed to go around. Get the point? Saturn cannot protect if he is going to be traveling all over the place. So travel is prohibited for a period of 1 year. It's a clear rule. Okay.
Sorry, this is for using Saturn either in Digbala or exaltation.
Yeah.
Only Saturn?
Saturn. No, not Saturn Digbala, Saturn exaltation.
Only Saturn exaltation.
Yeah.
No, all planets in exaltation, no? That are not in Digbala, as I am understanding.
All planets in exaltation are...
Well, not all planets, because obviously, yeah, all planets.
All planets in exaltation are...
Are not in Digbala.
Are avatar.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But all of them move slowly.
No.
So then what is the condition for not being allowed to move around?
No, I'm talking about this.
Right, got the point, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not talking about this, sir.
We are only talking about Saturn in the kurma avatar. You want the kurma to work, you got to be stable in one place. Okay. So that is something called the Shila. Try to get a Kurma Shila. Write it down, Kurma Shila. That means it's a fossil having marks of the Kurma Avatar. And that has to be placed near him. And it has to be cleaned every day and kept back near him. And it will stabilize him. Otherwise, he's slipping very fast. It will stop the slipping and can fight back. But he has to be stable in that one place. If he moves around, it will not work. Shilas work only when you are stable at one place. If you are walking around, it doesn't work. If you are going from one place to the other, 15 days here, 15 days there, 20 days here, Shila will not work. Shila is stone, the fossil. Okay, more, I think Lana can talk more about the Shila later in the break. Okay. So we have got two remedies for Ketu and for Saturn. But his is an SOS problem. It's an SOS problem. Now, for SOS problems, I have a standard learning which I have, which works wonderfully. What do we do? There is a certain thing that the astrologer has to do. Now, this is the teaching that I am giving you, and right on top is called the Amrita Mantra. Nectar, the nectar of immortality. You draw the chart in the East Indian style, or the Surya Chakra. Okay? In the center, you write down the first sound of the person's name. So what is his name?
Bill.
Bill. Bill. But that's a short name, not William.
William.
Yeah. The name is William.
William, yes.
So William is verb. So now you see you need to know the Sanskrit letters. So anyway, by next year when I see your face, you will know these. And those of you who don't know these, when I give you the little break, you can write it down. Now, in these petals, you need to write down the 12 sounds, the 12 vowels. Is this right? I don't know. I'm mixing up Oriya and my Oriya and Hindi just mixed up. Got this? Write it down. In red ink, you have to prepare a chart like this. Normally, we prepare this chart on what they call the palm leaf, so that it doesn't get spoiled. On the palm leaf, we take a sharp pen and we cut this out. We draw this by cutting it out on a palm leaf. You can draw it on paper using red ink. But bear in mind that with the paper, there's a problem. If water falls on it, then the ink could flow. Because you have to do a ceremony with this. Now, draw this thing, and this is how it is done. His name is William. You must know the name properly, okay? You cannot use a short name. Bill will not do. William is verb, the correct name. So in the middle, I have written the first sound of his name, verb, vam. You see that? In the center, I've written the first sound of the name. Now the mantra is like this. Hear the mantra. Om, Am, Am, Im, Im, Om, Aim, Aim, Om, Am, Am, Ah, Ham, Sah, Amrita, Varchase, Swaha. Again I'll say, Om, it's on top. Am, from Aries. Am, Taurus. Im, Gemini. Im, long one, Cancer. Aim, Aim, Aum, Am, Ah. Ham, Sah, Amrita, Varchase, Swaha. This is the mantra. The first letter of the name is put over here. Now, what we have to do is, we have to write the planets of his chart in these signs, with the sounds. Now, let us say, his Lagna is here, right? So I will write L. Let us say in English I'm writing. I will write L over here. Or in Sanskrit if I'm writing, I'll write L. And he has got Saturn over here. And he has got Mars over here. Okay? I'm just writing it now like this. But normally in the Sanskrit we write it. So, what else are the planets?
So, Mercury in second house.
So, okay. So I'll write it in Sanskrit so that you can. Show me any other color. Let me use green. Okay, Mercury in the second, Buddha.
Surya, Shukra in third.
Surya, Dirga. Sur with Durga, Surya. And Shu with the small. Okay?
Rahu in fourth.
Rahu is in fourth.
Guru in eight.
Guru in eight?
Yes.
Okay.
Ketu in ten.
Yeah.
and Chandra in 11.
Okay, so I've written down his planets with the chart. Later you can come and copy this. Now this is the finest photograph possible. You take sometimes a person's photograph for this, this is his best possible photograph. And we have written the protective sounds inside. And this mantra is written below that. Now out here you will see I've drawn something. It's a small plate. It's a small plate with a slight gap over there. So you can put water in that. So this plate has water over here. Okay? It's like a dish, you know. So I can have water. So there is water over here. And there's a deity sitting over here, he is Ganesha. Ganesha is made to sit on it such that the water can cover his legs. The water is, Ganesha sits on the water. Okay? This is a ghee lamp which is lit. And normally we use a big lamp. The ghee should not finish. The ghee in this lamp should not finish. If it goes down, pour more. If the wick is going down, add another wick. Ensure, but don't put the lamp off. Just put another wick on top and ensure that the lamp keeps burning. So long as this lamp is burning, he cannot die. Do you see what I'm saying? So long as this lamp burns, and this mantra is being recited, his soul cannot leave the body. This is one of the most powerful tantras. Now this is the thing we use when somebody is in accident or going for surgery and we have to protect the person. We tell the mother, you sit in the house. The mother we tell, you sit in the house and you chant. We are going for surgery or whatever thing is there. The astrologer normally starts this thing. This whole thing is drawn by an astrologer. Only when this is drawn by an astrologer will it work. Because this is the advantage of the parampara. It gives you the power in your hands to do this. So shall we do it together?
Yes.
Let us do this. We have written VAM for William. Okay? The first is VAM. Then start the mantra. Om.
Om.
Am Am.
Am Am.
Im Im.
Im Im.
Om Om.
Om Om.
Aim Aim.
Aim Aim.
Om Aum.
Om Aum.
Am Ah.
Am Ah.
Hamsa.
Hamsa.
Amrita Varchase Swaha.
Amrita Varchase Swaha.
Om.
Om.
Am Am.
Am Am.
Im Im.
Im Im.
Om Om.
Om Om.
Aim Aim.
Aim Aim.
Om Aum.
Om Aum.
Am Ah.
Am Ah.
Hamsa.
Hamsa.
Amrita Varchase Swaha.
Amrita Varchase Swaha.
Hamsa means soul. The soul. Amrita, may you have nectar of immortality. May this soul have nectar of immortality. Give him a little amrit to this soul. Hamsa means soul. Give this soul. And remember, so long as this lamp is lit and Ganesha sits on the water, this soul will not
leave. Can you spell the second word is what?
Amrita Varchase. Varchase. Varchas. Varchas. Varchase. Swaha. So, now you have with you the most powerful protective mantra of Ganesh. Ganesha Tantra. In Ganesha Tantra, we have such powerful things. If this is, you see the power of this to protect life. Similarly, there are mantras and powerful prayers like this for wealth and for other things. Ganesha Tantra is very powerful. Jagannatha Tantra is even more powerful. So I'm opening you to a world which is different. But this is how you protect somebody. And this is very important. Because you need to protect people. As astrologers, people will come to you. Yeah.
Is it always Ganesh?
Always Ganesh. Ganesh is the ruler of Prithvi Tattva, the body. I need the soul to stay in the body. If the soul leaves the body, I can't get it back. Ganesha is the Lord of Prithvi Tattva. The body cannot fail. Go on.
So two questions. So,
Vam
is not part of the mantra.
Vam is not part of the mantra. Okay. Vam is always, like if you have to do it for Sanjay, Sanjay, then the first thing over here will be Sam.
And the second thing is, would you put this under the water plate on which Ganesha sits, or would you put it in front of?
Which one?
I mean, once you make this chart,
the it's very clear, this is in front, then Ganesha is sitting in over here. See, this is flat. Then the plate is here, and Ganesha is on top. Whatever it is available. If you can get red color, it is the best.
You asked a question.
I have red color Ganesha. I also got Ganesha of Camel Home.
Camel Home.
Sanjay ke baare kya hai? From Jaipur. What a masterpiece. You have to learn that there are very, very powerful things in this planet, and it is knowledge like this. If you can get the red coral, in Bombay they have the red coral Ganesh, Siddhi Ganesh. Why do they worship him? For protection. Huh? Right? Silver Ganesh. We all use silver at home. At home we always use silver Ganesh. Small silver Ganeshas we have. All of us, the moment the child gets a sacred thread, the first thing we give him is a silver Ganesh. We want him to live long and healthy. The body should be strong. Without Ganesh, your body is not going to be strong. Prithvi Tattva. The soul has to be in the body. The lamp is important. The lamp is the person. The light in the lamp is the soul. If the light goes out, he will leave. You cannot protect him. Now, this is something that has to be done whenever the person goes to the hospital or there is danger to the life. It is not to be done on an everyday basis. Ganesha will not sit on the water for so long. So it is basically when the person goes to the hospital, you do this. In the meantime, we have our protective mantras. Right? For him it is Gah Ganeshaya Namaha. Please communicate this to your sister straight away. Okay.
How many times is this to be done?
Mother? Ask a mother. I don't even tell. I don't even tell. Because you know what? The mother tells us. She will not get up from there until the son comes back. You think the mother will get up and come? Am I right? She will not get up.
Once the event is over,
yeah.
Once the entire event stands,
this all has to be put in water. Whole thing has to be put in water. Put it properly in a thing and tie it up in a cloth and then take it and put it in water. And let's say there is no flowing water nearby, like no river nearby, then this has to be taken separately. Ganesha can be kept in the house. Plate can be kept. You may need it again. And this has to be put in water.
When it's finished? When you've done it?
You can't throw it when you're doing it. I mean, come on, Marina. When you're doing the mantra, how can you throw it in water?
Okay, no, I need to say, if the person is still alive and you might need to do it again,
then make it again.
You make it again, you don't use it more than once. That's
yeah,
what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. So will you also send the Ganesh deity?
If you're that rich, you can. Come on, I'm not that rich, okay? I'm not that rich. I keep my little Ganesha. And keep him aside. I do my pujas when I need him. I keep him. I'm not that rich. I can't afford to get a Ganesha every time I do that.
Because normally the Ganesha we use is basically what you've been using all over
the world. People get different. There are rich people. They get a coral Ganesha. There are very, very rich people who can have a fresh coral Ganesha every time they need it. Depends. I'm not that rich. I can't afford it. From where I'll get the money to buy?
I mean, the question was not about money. The question was, should you give away the Ganesha?
No, these decisions you can take based upon your financial conditions. You can have a gold Ganesha. Can you imagine how much agony it will be there if there's a gold Ganesha out there? Think about it. What are we doing out here? The agony from the lamp is coming inside Ganesha. Now, if you have gold, how much of agony it can catch? I don't have the money. How can you afford it? Brahmins, you know, we hardly, even silver is a big thing.
Lamp,
I mean, honest about it. What is the point in giving stories? A lamp, what?
Lamp is on the side of this item.
Wherever. Side, left, left. Those things are not important. The mantra is important. Don't get into trivialities. People get into too much ritual. The focus, the problem in India, the focus has become ritual. Put the lamp this side, do this thing, put the flower like this, put that in that thing. Focus on the mantra. Focus on saving the person. Forget the ritual. It's not so important. Just light the lamp. That is important. Yeah.
The mother of the person has died.
Anybody can do it.
Anyone
can do it. A friend can do it. You can do it. Anyone can do it. We are all children of Shiva. So you and I can do it. Anybody.
It's kind of a difficult question to ask, but if the person is, see, at some point in the state, you are actually in a dying process, meaning there is no coming back. So
No. We are not going to give up on that. We don't know what can be done. We don't know the miracles of medicine. We don't know how miracles can work. We are going to fight. We will not give up. The thought is not allowed. Am I clear? In Jyotish, that thought is not allowed. We will not let go. We will not encourage death. We have to fight the death. That is the way of the spirit. Even till the last breath, we have to fight. The guy may have given up. Every doctor may have given up. Everybody has given up. We will not give up. Got the point? We will not give up. I am very clear. Yeah. This is in the water. This is not near the patient. Patient is in the hospital.
I mean, someone
who is dead. There is a sick person, and forget the sick person. He may be anywhere.
Surgery.
I can do this right out here.
Okay.
This guy is in America.
Okay. But if his mother was in the hospital with a child, she keeps this Ganesha near the child.
So normally, not advised to do it in hospital.
Okay.
It's good to do it in the house so that the patient comes back for it. Yeah.
How does this compare in efficacy with the meeting diamond?
I don't have any statistical figures for that.
Palm leaves are not available. We can.
No, paper. Okay. 90% of the time I use paper.
Where are you in Delhi?
Listen, Devi, God sent me to Devi after all this knowledge. So, learn everything and then you are sent to Delhi. Justin, I have to change your thinking. You understand what I am saying?
I understand what you're saying, but I...
You have your point. I know the point. I know the logic. We have to help the person to pass. But here, we are, as a soul, are doing the right thing.
We're not prolonging suffering.
How are we prolonging suffering?
Because the person is destined to pass, and every moment is harsh suffering. And if they are destined to pass, that is a release, it's a liberation.
Good question. For this, we need coffee. Okay?